For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Our guest this week on the Cultural Baggage program was Dr. Rick Doblin, the president of the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, MAPS.org.
Legalization, yes, you know, but what does that mean? You know, it's always been the image, legalization, you know, has been conjured by the prohibitionists to mean kids going in getting crack from a vending machine. High school kids getting crack from a vending machine. You know, that's sort of the extreme of what, you know, prohibitionists try to paint the picture of legalization. But on the other hand, I think we should say legalization, it means legal. It means, yes, adults get it. Then we can talk about how and in which ways. And we could even say that we want ways that are more rigorous right now than what we have for alcohol. I think that there should be licenses for purchasing drugs, just like there's licenses for driving a car. You know, if you misbehave and hurt somebody while you're using a drug, you should lose the license to buy it, just like drunk drivers should have a more difficult time getting alcohol, not just losing their driver's license. So I think then we could talk about, I think we have to say, though, out front, there's a principle here. The principle is adults should be able to have these opportunities, and society should both educate, do harm reduction, and there should be a certain amount of personal responsibility here, too. On the other hand, I think that for minors, not only should we talk about legalization, but I think there's this growing sense that, and it's still in a minority, way minority, but I think there's this growing sense that we need to really be direct about how do we deal with the kids. And I think the first thing we need to say is that it's a family matter. It's not a matter of the government. And the family should be able to educate children. And in 23 states, it's legal for parents to give alcohol to their kids. That's the model we need for when marijuana is legal. Parents should have that right to educate their kids at their discretion. And I think that's the principle. It's a family values principle, and it solves so much because it permits teaching about moderation. If there's no teaching about moderation, how do you expect kids to consume things in moderation once they start college and nobody's around, or they leave home and nobody's around? You've got to have education through the family.
Many of our listeners might not be aware of MAPS, your organization. Please tell them a bit about that and the work you do.
Sure. The MAPS, Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, it's basically, at its core, a psychedelic and medical marijuana nonprofit pharmaceutical company. And so we're boldly going where no pharmaceutical company has gone before or wants to go, which is trying to make psychedelics and marijuana into FDA-approved prescription medicines.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.